KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Iowa State raced out to a 36-14 lead and then hammered defending national champion UConn 77-64 in the opening round of the NCAA Tournament South Regional in Louisville yesterday. Chris Allen led ISU with 20 points, and the Cyclones made all six of their three-pointers in the first 12 minutes as they took command early.
That was probably the best 10-minute stretch we've had all season. And again, I've been saying it all year, when we get that thing off the glass and push it down, especially Royce when he rebounds it, we're a pretty tough team to stop.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who felt his team was ready to play heading into the game.
So thankful that our guys came out and played like they did. Our fans were awesome. They were vocal. It was an awesome win. Proud of the guys, and hopefully we can bounce back with a big one on Saturday.
Iowa State dominated the glass, two out, rebounding the Huskies 41-24. Royce White scored 15 points and added 13 rebounds, and Scott Christofferson added 15 points, including 3 of 3 from behind the arc.
You know, we were all excited coming into this game. There's no doubt about that. You know, UConn's a great opponent. We know that they're had many, many good players and good coaches. But we approached like we did all of our other games all year. You know, we prepared for them the same way. We didn't do anything special. And I think coming into it, we had a confidence and a looseness about us. I thought we were a little tight against Texas when we played down there. I think we learned a lot from that game, that experience. And we came out tonight and, Royce set the tone from the first play, and, you know, we just kind of took off from there.
Junior guard Chris Babb says the Cyclones had motivation on their side.
Yeah, I just think we wanted it more, man. We wanted this game, you know, real bad. And, I think it showed. You know, we came out and we just played hungry. You know, we played like a hungry team. We played like underdogs. We played like road dogs. And, you know, that's what we've been preaching all season, to win these tough games. And, you know, we knew this was going to be a tough game. We knew we were underdogs, but, you know, they were looking past us. You know, everybody was talking about the UConn-Kentucky matchup. And, we weren't having that. You know, we came out really focused, and, we just handled our business tonight.
Iowa State plays top-seeded Kentucky on Saturday night. That's a 6:45 Iowa time tip-off. Top-seeded Kentucky and Syracuse, a top seed, were both able to advance to the third round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament Thursday, but it took a late rally for the Orange to avoid becoming the first number one seed to lose to a 16th seed in NCAA men's tournament history. The Orange trailed with 6 minutes left before they defeated UNC Asheville 72-65 in the East Regional. Backup forward James Southerland finished with 15 points and a season-high 8 rebounds, while giving Syracuse more of an inside presence after the loss of Fab Mello. Due to ineligibility, the Orange didn't do much from the outside, hitting on 5 of their 23 three-point attempts. Chris Joseph and Deion Waiters both had a dozen points for Syracuse. The Bulldogs led 34-30 at the break, making them just the third number 16 seed to lead at halftime. But they didn't get any help from the officials. A couple of controversial calls over the final 80 seconds prevented them from getting any closer than 3 points down the stretch. Kentucky raced out to a 45-26 lead, and they beat number 16 Western Kentucky 81-66 in the South Regional. Terrence Jones had 22 points and 10 rebounds to help the Wildcats win. The South Regional also included third-seeded Baylor squeezing out a 68-60 win over number 14 South Dakota State after they trailed by 12 in the first half. Number 11 Colorado gets a crack at beating Baylor after the Buffaloes upset number 6 UNLV 68-64. Bradford Burgess drained a go-ahead three-pointer with a minute 33 left as number 12 Virginia Commonwealth pulled out a 62-59 win over fifth seed Wichita State last night. Next up for VCU is Indiana, which came away with a 79-65 win over New Mexico behind Jordan Hall's 22 points. Back in the East Regional, Deshaun Thomas scored a career-high 31 points and snared a dozen rebounds, leading second-ranked Ohio State to a 78-59 romp over Loyola of Maryland. Robert Saker and Gary Bell Jr. each scored 14 points as 7th seed Gonzaga coasted by number 10 West Virginia 77-54. Rodney Magruder scored 30 points to lead 8th seeded Kansas State over number 9 Southern Miss 70-64. Number 4 Wisconsin ripped number 13 Montana 73-49 as Jordan Taylor provided 17 points, 6 assists, and 8 rebounds. John Jenkins went 6-for-6 from the line down the stretch and finished with 27 points as number 5 Vanderbilt, a 79-70 winner over Harvard. They'll face Wisconsin on Saturday. In the West Regional, third-seeded Marquette blew most of a 19-point lead before whipping BYU 88-68. Number 4 Louisville was a 69-62 winner against Davidson. Also, fifth-seeded New Mexico will face Louisville next on Saturday as they were 75-68 winners against Long Beach State. And Isaiah Cannon had 15 points, and backcourt mate Dante Poole added 13, leading number 6 Murray State past Colorado State 58-41. Now, today's first-round action, second-round action, whatever you wish to call it. In the East Regional, Cincinnati plays Texas, Florida plays St. Bonaventure. In the South Regional, Duke faces Lehigh, while Notre Dame will play Xavier. In the Midwest Region today, Creighton will face off against Alabama. That's an 8-9 seed game. Creighton, the 8 seed, is 28-5. Alabama, the 9 seed, 21-11. Tip time for that one set for 12:40 our time this afternoon. Also, North Carolina plays Vermont. San Diego State faces North Carolina State. Georgetown plays Belmont. Michigan faces Ohio. Temple plays South Florida. St. Mary's will play Purdue. Kansas faces Detroit. All those games in the Midwest Regional. In the West Regional today, Memphis plays St. Louis. Michigan State faces LIU. Florida plays Virginia. And Missouri will play Norfolk State in action today. In women's college basketball last night in the WNIT, it was South Dakota ending Drake's season with a 61-53 win. In the Women's Basketball Invitational, UNI advances with an 83-67 first-round win over Stephen F. Austin. The Panthers will play Saturday at 2 o'clock against Sam Houston State in round 2 of the WBI tourney. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, in NBA news, Dwight Howard is staying in Orlando. The Magic Center signed papers agreeing to waive the early termination option in his contract. Howard had the option of ending his 5-year deal in July and entering the open market, which prompted the Magic to shop him around. The Portland Trail Blazers have fired coach Nate McMillan. That move came one day after a 42-point loss to the Knicks in New York. Assistant coach Caleb Canales will be the interim head coach. The Los Angeles Lakers were able to swing a pair of deals just before Thursday's trade deadline. They acquired backup point guard Ramon Sessions and forward Christian Ayenga from Cleveland for forward Luke Walton and Jason Capono. The Lakers also sent veteran guard Derek Fisher and a first-round selection in this year's draft to Houston for forward Jordan Hill. The Rockets pulled off a trade with Portland, getting center Marcus Camby from the Trailblazers for point guard Johnny Flynn, center Hasheem Thabeet, and also a second-round pick. Portland continued its roster alteration by sending Gerald Wallace to New Jersey for center Mehmet Okur, forward Sean Williams, and a protected first-round draft pick. That pick is protected if it's in the top three. The Nuggets have shipped Nene to the Wizards in a three-team deal with Washington, sending JaVale McGee and Ronnie Turioff to Denver and Nick Young to the Los Angeles Clippers. Washington also picks up forward Brian Cook and a second-round draft choice in 2015 from the Clippers. Also at the trade deadline, the Raptors dealt guards Leandro Barbosa Mendoza to the Pacers in exchange for a second-round draft pick in cash. The Warriors shipped Steven Jackson to the Spurs for small forward Richard Jefferson and a conditional first-round pick this year. 76ers acquired Sam Young from the Grizzlies for the rights to Ricky Sanchez, and the Trailblazers waived center Greg Oden, ending the former number one overall pick's disappointing career in Portland. On the court last night, Washington beat New Orleans 99-89, Dallas over Charlotte 101-96, Utah beat Minnesota in overtime 111-105, Oklahoma City dumped Denver 103-90, Phoenix got by the LA Clippers 91-87. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey had to go to a shootout to beat Colorado 1-0. Philadelphia topped the New York Islanders 3-2. Pittsburgh downed the New York Rangers 5-2. Carolina blanked St. Louis 2-0. Florida 6-2 over Boston. Toronto downed Tampa Bay 3-1. Calgary outskated Phoenix 4-1. And San Jose in overtime, a shootout, 2-1 winner over Nashville. Tight end Kevin Boss has agreed on a 3-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. Boss, who signed as a free agent with Oakland last season after spending his first 4 seasons with the New York Giants, will get $9 million from the Chiefs. He also gets $2 million that was guaranteed by the Raiders for 2012 before they cut him earlier this week. Boss made 28 catches for a 13.1-yard average and 3 touchdowns with Oakland. He had 18 touchdowns in 4 seasons in New York. Kansas City's starting tight end, Tony Moyaki, missed all of last season with a left knee injury. In other NFL news, star defensive end Mario Williams agreed to a 6-year contract with the Buffalo Bills. His agent says the deal is worth up to $100 million with $50 million guaranteed. Williams leaves Houston, where he was the single-season and career sack leader. He had 14 sacks in 2007 and 53 in 6 years with the Texans. Tennessee came to terms on multi-year contract with 5-time All-Pro guard Steve Hutchinson, who spent the last 6 seasons with Minnesota before being released on Saturday. The Saints have agreed to terms on a 5-year, $36 million contract with Pro Bowl guard Ben Grubbs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed free agent quarterback Dan Orlovsky to a 2-year contract. The Cowboys reached a deal with free agent safety Brodney Poole, who played the last 2 seasons for the New York Jets. And free agent safety Brandon Merriweather signed a 2-year, $6 million deal with the Washington Redskins. And defending champion Penn State got 2 pins each from their top seeds, David Taylor and Ed Ruth, and had the lead over Minnesota after the first 2 rounds of the NCAA wrestling tournament last night. Penn State advanced 7 of its 9 entrants into the quarterfinals of the championship bracket, including a trio of unbeaten number 1 seeds. Combined, the 157-pound Taylor, 174-pound Ruth, and 149-pound Frank Molinaro, who survived a 6-5 squeaker, are 90-0 on the season. Penn State had 38.5 points, followed by Minnesota with 33, Oklahoma State with 28.5, Cornell with 27.5, and Iowa sits in 5th place with 26 points. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.